The Durban Supergiants are hoping to go one step better this year as they begin their SA20 campaign against the Pretoria Capitals at the Kingsmead Stadium today. They lost last year's final by 89 runs to the Sunrisers Eastern Cape. DSG captain Keshav Maharaj says they have another strong group of players with a lot of returning guys and some new additions, so they are looking forward to starting the campaign.
Not many people would have afforded us the opportunity of making the final, but I think we've been phenomenal from a consistency point of view. But I think togetherness on the field and the camaraderie and spirit you see within the dressing room has propelled us to get there. Hopefully this is our year and we go one better than we've done previously and, you know, raise a very prestigious title.
In some Sevens rugby, Springbok Sevens coach Philip Sneyman says they are aware of the big task ahead at the Perth leg of the World Sevens Series. Now, the Blitzbox have been drawn in a tough pool alongside reigning champions Argentina, hosts Australia and the USA for the tournaments from the 24th until the 26th of January. Now, the team returned to their base in Stellenbosch last week. Sneyman says he will continue adding new players as he is rebuilding his squad towards the next Olympics.
We have a healthy competition in the squad and the guys are really pushing each other. But also it's not only it's about combinations and giving guys opportunity and youngsters to bleed the next generation of seven players. So I think to get the combination right and still get the result, that's our aim for this season. So it's good to have guys coming back and I'm really looking forward to Australia.
In some football to close, Leighton Baines says Everton needs stability after guiding them to a 2-0 win against Peterborough in the FA Cup just a few hours after Sean Dyche was sacked. Now the former Goodison captain stepped into the lead or to lead the team for the third round tie alongside current skipper Seamus Coleman. David Moyes is the favourite to replace Dyche. Baines feels whoever takes over has to bring some joy back to the club.
There's definitely now got to be hope and optimism. Things are changing. The football club, the ownership, the stadium and things that are being talked about. The manager's had to leave and that's not what anyone wants. But there'll be a new manager coming in and that brings opportunity.
That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crown.